73 FM WRDN.
I saw your picture in the paper, honeymoon in Jamaica. She's a lucky girl. You look so grown up in your black tux, from a ball cap and a pickup, seems like another world. You and me and our big dreams, falling in love. We were two kids in the backseat, all fearless and young. I got the first kiss, and she'll get the last. She's got the future. Break bars, backwoods on the four wheel, hanging on tight. I can still feel my racing heart. And now you're cleaned up with a haircut, nice tie and shoes. If things were different and I had a choice, which would I choose? I got the first kiss, and she'll get the last.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Barring a last-minute plea deal, jury selection to begin today in Hunter Biden's tax trial.
In a case brought by special counsel David Weiss, Hunter Biden faces 9 tax-related counts after he was convicted on gun charges in Delaware in June. He's accused here of spending millions of dollars on an extravagant lifestyle without paying $1.4 million in taxes while he was in the throes of a cocaine addiction. Biden has pleaded not guilty, saying he did pay all of the taxes after he became sober in 2019.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles, accusing Russia of having its thumb on the scale in the U.S. presidential election. The Justice Department seized 32 bogus websites accused of spreading disinformation to sow division in the U.S. in a bid to get former President Trump reelected. A federal judge in Washington sentenced former police sergeant Thomas Robertson to 6 years in prison for joining the mob that attacked the Capitol in 2021. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. October milk down 38 to 22.87, November down 25 to 22.53, December down 17 to 21.77, January down 13 to 20.60. Meanwhile, cheese markets were mixed. Barrels down 1 to 225. 40-pound blocks up 1.5 to 223. One trade a barrel, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 0.5 to 314 and 3/4. No trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.25 to 135.5. Two trades on the day. Dry whey down 0.5 to 56.5. One trade on the day. Live cattle markets moved mostly lower as no bids or asking prices surfaced in the cash markets. That helped to pressure the markets, even though boxed beef prices were mostly higher. There is a little bit of resistance as well in the markets. Now, feeder cattle also moved mostly lower due to the drop in the live cattle markets. Hog markets mostly lower. The market paused to see if pork demand is going to improve. The lean hog index was lower. There was also some of that 50-day moving average resistance levels. October live cattle down 5 cents to 179.22. September feeder cattle down $1.75 to 239.62. October hogs down 95 cents to 81.57. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly higher on the day, with what appears to be commodity fund short covering in all of the grains. Weakness in the dollar also providing some extra support for wheat. But the charts are turned upward, and that's encouraging the funds who are short to buy back portions of those short positions. New crop 25 corn up 2.75 to 447.75. New crop 25 beans up 8 to 1065. September wheat up 13.25 to 565.25. Minneapolis wheat September up 22.75 to 601.25. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durant, cash corn 358, October, November at 358. Cash beans 942, October, November also at 942. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 376.75, October 367.75, November 367.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 365, October at 370. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 357, November 357, cash beans 966, and October at 946. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn at 363, new crop 363, cash beans 959, new crop 941. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 370 and new crop 370, cash beans 966, new crop 961. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 352, new crop 360, cash beans 971, new crop 953. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 170 to 187, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 177, market cows 90 to 129, bulls 152 to 172, calves at 250 to 900, beef steers 180 to 450, and Holstein steers 110 to 340. Sheep markets, market lambs 190 and down, light lambs 215 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 160 and down, goat markets, does 145 and down, bucks 175 and down. At Sombrota, feeder lambs 60 to 195, fed lambs 158 to 167.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and technicolor ushered in the golden age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Our high 77 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight 51, tomorrow partly cloudy, a little fall-like at 68. 66 and sunny Saturday, back to 73 Sunday. Take your barbecue and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
See your face, I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light, and you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight, but I guess I'm doing all right. I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, 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 I'm all right. I got a good old friend here with me tonight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Well, we had a lot of dreams when we were younger. They thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, I'm all, I'm alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. Well, I hate to see this evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right.
With local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Stayed with me through thick and thin. You watched me lose, you watched me win. pick me up off of the ground. You never one time let me down, and you put me on a natural high, and I can fly. I was drowning in a sea of make-believe, as helpless as a fallen leaf. You gave your hand to me that day, and you did it 'cause you're made that way. And you on a natural high, and I can fly, I can fly. Feeling show
you love me, and you let me know,
darling. Just remember these three words: I love you,
I love you,
I love you, I love you. And you put me on a natural high, and I can fly,
fly.
I can fly. And you put me on a natural high, and I can fly, I can fly.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Merle Haggard and Janie Fricke and Natural High here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We do have some thunderstorms and rain showers across the region this morning. Temperatures upper 50s to low 60s. We'll still have a chance for those storms today. Then cooler weather for the first part of the weekend. We'll have details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, we'll talk with Dave Sins from Alcivia Co-op's Energy Department about what we can expect for this fall for energy supplies. We'll talk with Dave here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. A Wisconsin soybean farmer saw firsthand the benefits of a soy-based firefighting foam. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin.
In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Chippewa Valley Technical College held a demonstration of the new soy-based firefighting foam recently. Wisconsin soybean farmer Nancy Cavazanjan got a chance to experience it firsthand when she took a turn spraying the foam and couldn't be more excited about the new product.
I am so proud at this time to be a soybean farmer because we have a product made of soy that not only uses up soy, but solves a huge environmental problem and a health problem for firefighters, and actually is a better firefighting product.
The product was developed in part by the United Soybean Board and a Wisconsin-based chemist.
That's right. The chemist who is working on this product with the Chippewa Valley group is from the area. And yes, it was developed using checkoff funds that are farmer funds. And so that's so exciting. And you're right, you did see me holding a fire hose with foam, and that was a really exciting experience too.
What's even more impressive to her is how the soy-based foam impacts firefighter health.
What I learned that really made an impression on me is that nearly 70% of the firefighters who die in the line of duty do so because of cancer. And we know that these forever PFA chemicals are cancer-causing. So we have a totally biodegradable, sustainable U.S. soy product that puts out fires better than the PFA foams. It makes the water product wetter. So with a 2% solution, you're getting a wetter water, basically, that puts out a fire quicker. And then with the foam, it is totally biodegradable. So you don't have to worry about that exposure to the PFAS, and it stops fires quickly.
While the soy firefighting foam is being tested, the next goal is to distribute that new firefighting foam to firefighters across the country. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Our high 77 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight 51, tomorrow partly cloudy, a little fall-like at 68. 66 and sunny Saturday, back to 73 Sunday. Take your barbecue and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Saw the end in sight. Fool
was a kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Sign it at the bottom of the page, I'll swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. I can find a stone. Folks will be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Oh, I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and George Strait and Write This Down here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 50s to low 60s across the region. We have some scattered showers and storms as well across the region this morning. Our ag weather forecast coming up next hour. National Association of State Departments of Agriculture Foundation has been awarded a $3 million cooperative agreement from EPA to implement the Pesticide Inspector Residual Training Program. The funding will expand the nationwide educational training provided to pesticide inspectors and enforcement staff over the next 5 years. The program is designed to provide comprehensive educational training to pesticide inspectors and enforcement staff from state-led agencies like the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture that operate under the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act cooperative agreements. With this new agreement, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture Foundation will double the number of training courses offered annually, including a new bipartisan annual PIRT training. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Schools are back in session across much of the United States, and with the return of students, the USDA has made some changes to school lunch menus. In fact, some of these changes could bring more local foods into lunchrooms. I'll have the details after this. Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultants keep an eye on the agronomy for your acres with help from the technology of Precision Ag. I caught up with Misha Sams, Precision Ag lead, to talk about how Nutrient Ag Solutions views precision technology.
When you think Precision Ag, we think technology, we think the platforms and tools that we have, and then we have the boots on the ground agronomy side of things. So for me, it means trying to merge those two and change the term from Precision Ag maybe to Precision Agronomy.
Looking ahead, are there any innovations or projects you're working on that you're excited about for next year?
So for 2025, something that we are working on right now is a service bundle. It's a bundle of intangible services along that Precision Ag line that we're trying to throw all of that into a bag of our physical products.
What's going to be, do you think, your primary focus in this next growing season?
Commodity prices are in the garbage right now. Going to be looking to help them make their operations more efficient. Let's take nutrients in the soil that we've already got. Let's make them more readily available, stuff like that.
And folks, you can learn more at NutrientAgSolutions.com.
As the new school year gets underway, the USDA has rolled out some big updates to school meal programs, and these are expected to bring fresh opportunities for farmers and a stronger focus on nutrition. The new changes emphasize more direct farm-to-school connections and improve dietary standards for students. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and Education Secretary Mikhail Cardona recently discussed these updates, with Vilsack stating, quote, "Healthy school meals fuel children to learn, grow, and thrive." He added that these updates offer an exciting chance for schools to elevate their meal programs and for farmers to step up their direct sales efforts. Starting this school year, schools can offer a broader range of protein-rich options, including yogurt, tofu, eggs, nuts, and seeds. This shift supports healthier meal choices by reducing sugar content and catering to various dietary preferences. Schools now have the option to buy unprocessed agricultural products from local sources, creating new avenues for farmers to directly supply local schools. For instance, one school district in Maine has already made strides by reducing sugary breakfast bars and incorporating USDA meats and local farm products into their meals. They use vegetables, eggs, and other fresh items from local farms to cut down on sugar and sodium. Similarly, a district outside of Chicago revamped their breakfast menu by replacing sugary cereals with protein-packed options like yogurt parfaits and egg bites. Both districts have received USDA Healthy Meals incentive grants, which support these improvements and highlight the potential for more schools to follow suit. The USDA's updates also focus on reducing added sugars and sodium gradually. Schools will see a push towards offering less processed food and more nutrient-dense options, which they say will better support student health. Schools' increased focus on protein and local produce offers a good avenue for farmers to engage directly with local educational institutions. I'll be back with more after this.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. We support our customers through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and most of all, service. We know Bluff Country because we live here. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of community and the relationships we build. Our commitment is to provide you with top quality products and the service you deserve. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
As the USDA rolls out its new school lunch guidelines, the agency has also been increasing the number of farm-to-school grants that are designed to help schools serve local foods. This year, the grants have totaled a record-breaking $14.3 million. Farmers can learn more about these programs at the USDA's Farm-to-School website. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrient Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Emily Neal's 70-inch TV. Because after watching her second-grade students yell at each other for hours, there's nothing Emily enjoys more than watching super-rich housewives also yell at each other. Why? Because those women are not her responsibility. And that's why her TV is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool that came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Now his guitar's a Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitar's a Cadillac, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Oh, but thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind now, I guess I'll just leave. And his guitar's Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillacs, hillbilly music,
headlining at a great big nightclub, and he put me up a couple of days early. I came in a couple of days early, and they put me up at what they call the Star Suite. Now here I am, headliner in one of the biggest nightclubs in the country, and I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning in this Star Suite all by myself. Yeah, that's what I said. Aww. But I did what I've always done, man, to cheer myself up. I picked up my guitar, I sat down, I wrote me a little song. Now this is how it feels to be alone at the top of the hill and trying to figure out why.
Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. I used to have a girlfriend but I guess she just couldn't compete with all of these love-starved women who keep clamoring at my feet. Well, I probably could find me another, but I guess they're all in awe of me. Who cares? I'd never get lonesome, 'cause I treasure my own company. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. Can't wait to look in the mirror. Can't wait to look in the mirror.
Help me out now, come on.
I get better looking each day. To know me is to what? To know me is to love me. Must be a hell of a man. I must be a hell of a man. Oh, Lord, it's hard. Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're doing what? We're doing the best that we can. I guess you could say I'm a loner, a cowboy outlaw, tough and proud. Well, I could have lots of friends if I wanted, but then I wouldn't stand out from the crowd. Some folks say that I'm egotistical. Hell, I don't even know what that means. I guess it has something to do with the way that I fill out my skin tight blue jeans. Whoa. Come on, where's all the kickers in here? Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. When you're perfect in every way. Can't wait to look in the mirror. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking. I get better looking each day. To know me is to what? To know me is to love me. Must be a hell of a man. Must be a hell of a man. Oh, Lord, it's hard. Lord, it's hard. What are we doing? We're doing the best that we can. One more time. What are we doing? We're doing the best that we can. Give yourself a hand.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Thank you.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Recent data from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture indicates a significant increase in late-season corn earworm moth activity. For the second straight week, the Department of Ag's trapping network observed substantial migration flights, capturing 3,357 moths between August 23rd and 29th, bringing the total to 4,668 moths across 15 traps. Notably, the monitoring site near Beaver Dam recorded a high count with 884 moths caught in a single week. The surge in moth activity signals an elevated risk to sweet corn crops, especially in fields with green silks, where egg laying is likely to intensify. The current migration pattern suggests that sweet corn growers should remain vigilant, regularly monitoring their fields for signs of infestation. The increased presence of corn earworm moths could lead to more significant damage if left unchecked, making timely intervention crucial. The Department of Ag is advising growers to continue following their corn earworm migration reports through mid-September to stay informed of the pest's activity levels. Hormel is teaming up with General Mills to create a new twist on breakfast. The Austin-based meat company announced this week it plans to sell Cinnamon Toast Crunch Bacon beginning September 16th. The product will combine the cinnamon coating from Cinnamon Toast Crunch with Hormel's Black Label Bacon. Dairy Management Incorporated's new product competition for college students is now accepting entries for 2025. The competition seeks innovative dairy product concepts and is open to undergraduate and graduate students in the U.S. This year's contest theme aligns with successful Chekhov-led insights that show consumers are seeking dairy products that deliver health-related benefits. Successful entries will meet competition criteria, demonstrate innovation, and provide consumer value in one or more areas, including heart health, metabolic health, and weight management. A combined $27,000 in cash prizes will be awarded. DMI says that spells an opportunity for U.S. dairy. The judging panel includes experts from across the dairy industry. Winning teams will be recognized at the American Dairy Science Association's annual meeting in Louisville, Kentucky, June 22nd through the 25th of 2025. The top prize of $10,000 will go to the Platinum Dairy Innovator Award winner. Deadline for submissions, January 13th of 2025. For more information, visit usdairy.com. China's Ministry of Commerce will initiate an anti-dumping investigation into canola seed imports from Canada. The investigation's part of China's response to Canada's decision to impose tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, steel, and aluminum. China's valued market for Canadian canola, said Chris Davidson, Canola Council of Canada's president and CEO. We're confident that an investigation into Canada's canola trade with China will demonstrate alignment with and reinforce our support for rules-based trade. The Canola Council is waiting for further details on the investigation. I'll work closely with the Canadian federal government on the situation. Working to maintain open and predictable trade for canola is a top priority for the CCC, Davis adds. We will continue to engage in this issue to support market access and competitiveness for Canadian canola in this key market. Farmland values in states like Illinois remain solid. Central and southern Illinois land values increased 7.49% on average from last year. That, according to a 2024 study of 22 benchmark farms by Farm Credit's Illinois appraisal team. 18 of the 22 benchmark farms increased in value, 4 remained unchanged. Results across all land classes showed considerable variation, reinforcing that agriculture real estate is a location-specific asset. When considering the individual benchmark values, the average year-over-year percentage changes across the four land classes ranged from 3.6 to 14.05%. Farmland values remain strong despite higher interest rates and lower commodity prices, said Kent Reed, Farm Credit Illinois chief appraiser. Value remains consistent with the peak set in 2023 due to constant demand for Illinois farmland coupled with limited supply of farms. Interest rates, higher cash rents, and lower commodity prices could affect land values, however, in the coming year. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight, It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Our high 77 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight 51, tomorrow partly cloudy, a little fall-like at 68. 66 and sunny Saturday, back to 73 Sunday. Take your barbecue and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folk die, had a lot of bills to pay. I'd give the shirt right off of my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. My woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. That foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. Got a brand new flat top haircut. Lord, thinks he's cool. One of these days I'm gonna blow my top, and that sucker, he's gonna pay. Lord, I can't wait to see their faces when I get the nerve to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. Take this job and shove it.
Everything I'd do if I could leave this place and never look back. Catch a few beads down at
settle down with the love of my life, rock little babies to sleep.